Now, these are the heads of their father's households, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylon, in the reign of Artaxerxes the king, of the sons of Phinehas Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar Daniel, of the sons of David Hattush, of the sons of Shechaniah, of the sons of Parash Zechariah, and with him were listed by genealogy of the males 150, of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Elihine, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 males, of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Jehaziel, and with him 300 males, of the sons of Aden, Abed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 males, of the sons of Elam, Jeshiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 males, of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 males, of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 males, of the sons of Shelemith, the son of Josephiah, and with him 160 males, of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 males, of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakatan, and with him 110 males, of the sons of Adnekam, who were the last, their names are Eliphelet, Juel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 males, of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zabud, and with them 70 males. I gathered them together to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we encamped 3 days. Then I looked around at the people and the priests, and found there were none of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, for Ariel, for Shemaiah, for Elnathan, for Jerob, for Elnathan, for Nathan, for Zechariah, and for Meshulam chief men, also for Joiarib and for Elnathan, who were teachers. I sent them out to Iddo the chief at the place Casiphia, and I told them what they should tell Iddo and his brothers, the temple servants at the place Casiphia, that they should bring to us ministers for the house of our Elohim. According to the good hand of our Elohim on us, they brought us a man of discretion, of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and his brothers 18, and Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, his brothers and their sons, 20, and of the temple servants, whom David and the princes had given for the service of the Levites, 220 temple servants. All of them were mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our Elohim, to seek from him a straight way for us, for our little ones, and for all our possessions. For I was ashamed to ask of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the way, because we had spoken to the king, saying, "The hand of our Elohim is on all those who seek him for good, but his power and his wrath is against all those who forsake him." So we fasted and begged our Elohim for this, and he granted our request. Then I set apart 12 of the chiefs of the priests, even Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their brothers with them, and weighed to them the silver, the gold, and the vessels, even the offering for the house of our Elohim, which the king, his counselors, his princes, and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed into their hands 650 talents of silver, 100 talents of silver vessels, 100 talents of gold, 20 bowls of gold weighing 1,000 derricks, and 2 vessels of fine bright bronze, precious as gold. I said to them, "You are set apart to Yahuwah, and the vessels are set apart. The silver and the gold are a freewill offering to Yahuwah Elohim of your fathers. Watch and keep them until you weigh them before the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and the princes of the fathers' households of Israel at Jerusalem, in the rooms of Yahuwah's house." So the priests and the Levites received the weight of the silver, the gold, and the vessels, to bring them to Jerusalem to the house of our Elohim. Then we departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our Elohim was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and the bandits by the way. We came to Jerusalem and stayed there 3 days. On the 4th day, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our Elohim into the hand of Merimoth, the son of Uriah the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them were Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, the Levites. Everything was counted and weighed, and all the weight was written at that time. The children of the captivity, who had come out of exile, offered burnt offerings to the Elohim of Israel, 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 male goats for a sin offering. All this was a burnt offering to Yahuwah. They delivered the king's commissions to the king's local governors and to the governors beyond the river. So they supported the people and Elohim's house.